This episode of Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show talks about what's going on in everyday life and is not intended to offend anyone or any holiday. Viewer discretion is advised. Live from New Wakanda, Indianapolis, Indiana, by way of Fisher, Indiana. It's the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show with your host, King Steven Sanders. On today's episode, the King talks about a certain thing that's been hitting us for basically centuries. Whether you're a child, a woman, a man, or work, I'm talking about abuse. Talking about for centuries. Along with me, hey now, Hank Aaron, with the news. So everybody, grab your breakfast and something good to drink, because this is going to be the perfect way to start your morning. And here's your host, and don't you forget it, King Steven Sanders. Thank you, everyone. Welcome to the most seen and heard podcast in the world. Please welcome back the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show. I am your host, King Steven Sanders. And before we get started on today, let's send out a few shout-outs. Today's breakfast that I'm eating is brought to you by Speedway. Get a nice hot breakfast wrap, panini, bowl at your local Speedway. Speedway, the convenience stores of Speedway. And by Kroger, one of the best places to do your grocery shopping and to get fresh food. Kroger, best place to shop. And last but not least, a certain shout out to Chipotle Mexican Grill. Come on in today and try the carne asada steak. It is delicious. Remember, Chipotle is only a few stars away from being the best in the world. Chipotle Mexican Grill. Eat fresh. Sorry. Now, let's get to what's going on today. There's something that happened to me very personally to someone that I very care about. But I'm not going to say the person's name. What I can tell you is that her boyfriend is an abuser. So today's topic is about abusing. Abusing others can happen from anywhere, from bullying, from hitting people. Abusing can help with anyone. Whether you're a student, a woman, a child, a man, heck, anyone, anywhere. You just don't see it. I was blessed, fortunately, to never have to go in that situation. I thank my family and God every single day that we never went down that road. Now, the best way to have it end abuse is to stop it. You have to end this yourself. Stand up for yourself. If you don't, it's just going to keep happening. But it's kind of a little difficult in marriage and also relationship. I'm not saying mine, no. I don't. Sometimes me and my wife have never done that. to each other. What I'm saying is that if you see if your partner is abusing you, my advice, either get some counseling or just leave completely. Look, whoever these people they're abusing, their spouses and their partners or people, they're not thinking straight. They want to inflict their pain that they experience on the others. And that's not the right way to do this. Because when you abuse others, you're messing with, you're basically abusing yourself more. You're putting them through hell. You're putting them through pain so much. They probably at the end, they're probably end up killing themselves. Everything. So what I'm saying is, if you're in that situation, get out of it as soon as possible. Y'all people say, oh, I love this person. I don't want to leave them. Is staying with someone who is abusing you the right way to do? Obviously, it's not. Because you're enabling his behavior if you're in a stain. People like that are not going to change overnight. Sorry, I wanted to just eat my breakfast burrito. Gotta eat breakfast in the morning. Anyway, it's not okay to continue a relationship with someone who abuses you. If other people see you got bruises all over your body and seeing you been getting abused, then you know that you have to leave that person. Best thing you need to do is call the police or stay at a friend's house. But there's also a problem with that too. What if the abuser is actually a cop? They're not there. People who are abusing, they're actually a cop or like that. Shouldn't have that power. What they need to do is lead that, is set down from being a police officer. They're doing that. Because if you're doing this to any of your family members or your wife at home, you're probably doing it on the job. So, here's what you should do if you're in that type of situation. One, when your partner or husband leaves for work, pack all your stuff and leave immediately. Two, get your divorce papers ready. Three, get all your finances ready to go. Four, once you get the thing is, once you get your divorce paper signed, change your number completely. Six, try to like move somewhere that's easier for you. Start somewhere fresh. And now with Hank Aaron with the weather. Besides, with the news. Thank you, Your Highness. As everyone knows, that we are 2 weeks away from Turkey Day. And temperatures are already changing. We're still basically in the 60s. But that's going to change this weekend. Because we're going to be in the low 30s for the next, probably until like next week. It might get much colder on Turkey Day. I recommend everyone gets their winter coats and their long sleeve shirts, everything warm for this weather. Also, want to send this out. This was just posted last weekend that superstar sensation and megastar the Maverick, Logan Paul, defeated Rey Mysterio for the United States Championship. Even though it was a good match, Logan Paul did save Rey Mysterio from almost ending his career after he almost landed wrong. But at the end, it looked like Rey Mysterio was about to win and retain his championship. But Logan Paul's friend comes out of the crowd and LWO member Santos Escobar stops him. But he got the brass knuckles on the mat. When Rey Mysterio hit the 619, Logan Paul grabbed the brass knuckles and hit Rey Mysterio with it on the face, knocking him out, and Logan Paul becomes United States champion. And on other news, former WWE superstar who left WWE after a vicious attack by Bayley in 2020 has returned after 3 years. And that's the Sky Princess, the Private Princess, Kairi Sane. Now, WWE's been teasing this for about a few months now about Kairi Sane returning to WWE, but couldn't get the right date until now. And that begs the question, if Kairi Sane is back, will Bayley contact a friend from New Japan who knows how to deal with Kairi Sane? And that is the return of the boss, Sasha Banks. Will we see her return? Stay tuned. And there's some rumors going around for Survivor Series, War Games, that CM Punk is supposed to be returning to WWE on that pay-per-view. We don't know if it's true or not, so everybody stay tuned. We'll let everyone know. And now back to the King, where he's going to be closing out. Thank you, Hank Aaron. I'm just going to leave with this note. If you see someone getting abused, talk to them and help them get the proper help they need and how they should deal with this. This is King Steven signing out for the day. Please enjoy your good breakfast and have a nice day. Love, peace, and Wakanda forever!